If you have your Bible, you want to turn, be turning to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter number 13. We want to look at verse 14. It's about when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not. Now Jesus says, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not return back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Now I want you to know, notice today, as we go through this, the shall in these, the word shall, amen, it makes all the difference. He said, except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then shall he and send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four corners or four winds and from the outermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. But Charles, I want to preach just a minute this morning, if God will be my help, on great power, great glory, and a great gathering day. Great power, great glory, and a great gathering day. As we look at the Word of God today, and we see it as the Lord's laying out here. Now, and if you've got a red letter edition, what I've read and you're hearing today was in red writing. That means Jesus said it. Praise the Lord. So whether it's in red writing or not, the Bible is truth. But praise God, this is the truth that comes from our Savior. And it comes from Him directly to you. Now, a fellow told me a while back, he said, preacher, it just don't seem like the Lord talks to me much. Praise God, if you got a Bible and you open it up and you begin to read it, absorb it in your heart and your mind, Jesus will speak to you. He'll encourage you. He'll lift you up. He'll point you in a direction that we need to go, praise God. And He'll help us to get there by His grace. Amen. By that mercy, by the love that He has to bestow upon us. It's there for each and every one of us. We had preached just the other day on what we need to know, and we need to love one another love our neighbor as ourselves. Now we know, I've said many, many times, that our neighbor is that person. There's no closer neighbor than the ones that live in our household. Amen. And we are to love them, praise God, like Christ love us. We are to love them, praise God, with all of our heart. And that's a commandment with promise. Now I want to say this morning, that's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. We need to love each other. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go out of our way to love each other. Praise God. To show each other kindness and love, the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what makes the difference. And we see this, and the Lord tells them here in the beginning of what we read in your hearing this morning about an abomination, a desolation that's going to take place. He said it's spoken of Daniel the prophet. He standing said standing where it ought not. He said, let him that readeth understand. The Lord says, let your understanding be opened up that you might receive what I've got to tell you, that you might receive. He said, what he's saying here, he said, that's been foretold, praise God. He said, I'm bringing it to your recollection again because it's coming. I want to say, young, it's tonight, today, as we sit here, praise God, the Lord Jesus is coming and we need to be ready. We need to be getting ready, praise God, because of the things that's happening all around us today, praise God, is pointing to a soon coming Savior. Praise the Lord. You say, well, what difference does that make? Praise God. It means we need to be about the Lord's business. Amen. The fields are wide already to harvest. Praise the Lord. People need to be saved. People are looking for some hope or looking for direction this morning. And the only place we'll find it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has that hope for us that the world doesn't have. He has peace that passes understanding. And we need to be drawing close to Him so that we can receive His peace that He promised that He'd leave with us. us. Amen. That He had given unto us, not as the world giveth, give I unto thee, but as He gives us that peace from heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I have peace today. As the Lord was going through all He was going through, praise God, there was a peace that was on Him. You say, well, preacher, He is over there in the garden. He was a praying and He was in anguish of soul. Yes, He was, because He was 100% man and 100% God, and He had never been in a place that He had been like this before. I want to say that for a whole lot of us, we're in a place that we've never been before, but I want to say the same God that my Savior bowed a knee to and He talked to is the same God that we can talk to today and believe in today and trust Him today to help us to do better.
Amen.
Amen. There's never a day that we can't try to do a little better. Amen. We ought to be trying to do a little better today than we did yesterday. Amen. How many of you were perfect yesterday? Amen. So what does that say? It says we've all got a little room for improvement. And in my case, I've got a lot of room for improvement. Amen. You say, how are you going to improve? With the help of the Lord. So the Lord says, don't be caught up. Distracted. He said, just understand what we're saying. He said, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. He said, when this time of trouble comes, He said, praise God, know where you're going. You know where I'm going to flee to? I'm going to flee to the mountain from which coming my help. The hills which come my help, it comes from the Lord. And praise God, I'm not going to worry and fret over it, praise the Lord. I'm just going to go to where God is. I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my strength, everything that I have, praise God. I'm going to put it in His hands. That I don't know about, I'm going to ask Him about. I'm going to put it in His hands because His hands are a whole lot bigger than mine. Praise God, He is the great power of God to usward. He's that one to those that believe, it's able to help us, bring us through every circumstance, come out on the other side shouting and praising and giving Him glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able, I'm not. Praise His name. He said, and let him that's on the housetop not go down into the house, and neither enter in, neither therein, to take anything out of the house. Now, He's speaking here of an urgency. He said, when this time comes, He said, it's going to be persecution come upon the world. He said, it's going to be a devastating persecution, devastating trials that's coming upon us. He said, let him that is in the field not to turn back again for to take up his garment. Now, He said, if you're out in the field, the whole corn, plowing corn, amen. He said, hey, don't even think about going out to the other end of the road and get your jacket. He said, just go ahead and get out of here, praise God. He said, flee to the mountains, cry out to the Lord, know where your help comes from, forget about everything else, forget about everything you're going to leave behind, because I want to say for a child of God, it's better farther on. Amen, praise God, it just gets better ahead when we trust in the Lord and we walk in the Lord. Praise God, the lights are shining, it's brighter than it's ever been, it's out the end of this old tunnel called life, and one day, praise God, we're going to get out of here. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't want to leave. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I don't want to go either, no, until I have to. Amen. I like living too, just like you do. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a hope at the end. Amen. A hope, praise God, it's out of this world. Amen. Deliver me in safe into another. Well, what a day that'll be. Be woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in winter. He said, it's going to be a difficult time. He said, it'd be worse if it's winter time. Amen. Now, this is kind of common sense stuff. Amen. He said, pray that your flight be not in winter. So he said, for those days shall be affliction such as not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Now, there's that word shall. He said, neither shall be. He said, it's a time of coming like we ain't ever seen before, youngins. There's a time of affliction coming upon this world. You say, well, what do we do, preacher? Just grab a hold of Jesus. Pray God, lean upon the Lord. Lean upon, not upon our own understanding, but trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to help us through this thing. And one of these days, in just a little while, call us unto Himself to take us out of the trials and tribulations of this world and deliver us safe over on yonder shore to a place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Did you hear what I said? There's a place that's prepared for all of us, praise God. God is prepared for that place. You say, how do you get there? Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He made provision. He made a way for us to come unto Him. So it's going to be an awful, awful time of tribulation. And he said, except that the Lord had shortened those days. Don't you like that word? Look at that word had right there. That tells me the Lord's already foresaw what was coming. Amen. Fooling on the devil all the time, trying to tell us, you ain't going to make it. You're going to have hard times, and I'm just going to beat you down, and you won't have a chance. I will say, praise God, God's already looked ahead of where you are and where you're going. God's already got a plan and a purpose. God's already got a place established. He's got a Savior, praise God. He's got one that'll lead you, guide you. He's got one that'll show you the way. Amen. Praise God. So one day in a little while, praise God, you go out of here a shouting to glory. Praise His name. But he said, except the Lord had shortened those days. In other words, said He's already shortened them. Amen. Said He's already going to shorten them. He said, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect sect, those that chose God, whom He hath chosen, He hath shortened the days. He said, He's already shortened them. He said, the Lord knows what's a coming. Now He's talking to this little nation of Israel, praise God. Now, we know that Matthew's writing to the Jew. Mark is writing to the Romans. Amen. And we see how it plays out. We know that Luke is writing to the Gentiles. Praise God. And we see that. But praise God, we know that he's writing to the Jews. And he said, listen, there's a time of trouble coming for the Jew. But I'm glad, praise God, that we're a people that stands with the Jew. I'm glad we stand with the nation of Israel, praise God. And I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, if we ever cease to stand with Israel, America will cease to exist. Amen. As quickly as we rose up as a superpower, we'll be put down. Now, why? Because God raises up kingdoms and He takes them down. Amen. Praise God. He has the power to do that. And said one day He's going to shorten those days of trouble that's coming on this world. He said people's going to be crying out and saying, lo, here is Christ, or lo, He is there. Believe him not. Verse 122 said, false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were even the elect, those chosen of God. He said, if it was possible, they would deceive even the elect, even those chosen of God, if it were possible. But praise God, I'm glad there's something down in a child of God's heart that helps us to know that there's a true and a living Savior, and there's a God of glory that loves us, and He's there to protect us and watch over us and give us comfort from the Comforter, praise God, to bring us through the trials and the things that we face in this world. He said, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. The Lord said, I haven't kept nothing from you. He said, I put it out there for you to see. He said, I want you to know the truth, because the truth will make you free. The truth will be that comforter to you, praise God, that'll get you through this thing. But now I'm getting to where we want to go right here in verse 24. He said, but in those days, after that tribulation. Now he says, in those days, speaking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes. When He comes to rule and reign as the King of glory. Boy, what a day that's going to be. Amen. But I want to say the best thing we can do between now and then is make Him the King of our hearts. Amen. Give Him glory, praise God, from our soul and our spirit. Let Him be the Lord of our life, praise God. Manifest Himself to us in a big way. So we see the Word of God as He's speaking to us here. He said, in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. So we see the Lord is saying, this is what it is. Now this word here, we see it in the, you can actually see it as a definite article, what He's saying, praise God. He said, this is what will take place. So the Lord's given, in other words, He said, present tense right now, I'm showing you what's going to take. In other words, it informs of a fact. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, what I've read and you're hearing this day, praise God, is a fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us. He said, this is how it's going to play out. This is what's going to happen, praise the Lord. And He said, the children of God just need to be getting ready for a soon coming Savior. Praise God. He's telling us what shall take place. What does shall mean? It means it will. Praise the Lord. In other words, you can take it to the bank, you can deposit, you can take it for credit, that this is going to happen because Jesus said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm ready today. I'm glad I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, praise God. One day, just a little while, we're going to go be with Him where He's at. And amen, I'm glad that I've got a place prepared for me. I've prepared my heart to go. How about you? Amen. I ain't going to be left behind. Amen. To be left behind, be going through this awful time of trouble. a great tribulation. Now, this great tribulation to talk about is greater than the trials that we face here. And we go through a lot of stuff here, don't we? Amen? I said we go through a lot of stuff, a lot of trials, a lot of anguish, a lot of heartache. But he said, what's coming? He said, this ain't a drop in the bucket. What's coming? Amen. He said, it's greater than COVID-19. Amen. Now, we fretted over this because this has been an ordeal, and they're saying we ain't over it yet. Amen. But praise God. He said, hey, listen, it's going to be greater. What's coming? The great tribulation's coming. He said, it's going to be greater than COVID. It's going to be greater than the trial. It's going to be greater than all the sorrows that we have here in this world. And it's coming. It's coming down the pipe. You say, preacher, this is awful discouraging. No, it ain't discouraging, praise God, nor be encouraging, praise God, because we're a child of God and we don't go through that. The Lord said He wouldn't put on us more than we could bear, but with it make a way of escape. Amen. He said, we'll not see the times of Jacob's troubles. Amen. When God begins to deal with a nation of Israel. Why did He do that? Because He said that nations would turn against God. Psalms chapter 2. He said that when nations would unite against the Lord and His anointed. Who's His anointed? The Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen a time that they, another time, Brother Nick, when the whole world is saying, you can pray all you want to, you can do all you want to, but just don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen? They don't want you to mention the name of Jesus, praise God. Without Him, there's nothing. Praise God. Bless His holy name. I'm glad I know the name of Jesus, praise God, but I'm glad not only I know His name, but I know who He is in His name. He's the anointed one of God. He has that blessed hope. He's the Savior of the world. I'm so glad I know that today, ain't you? But he said, when the nations will turn their back on God, when they'll unite against the Lord's anointed, the Lord and His anointed. But he goes on in Psalms 2, verse number 5, and he says, then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. One day God's going to say, you know what? I've had enough. Amen. I'm tired of what you're doing. I'm tired of what you're doing to my people. He said, praise God. He said, one day God's going to be going to have enough of that. He's getting His displeasure. He's going to begin to vex them. What does He do? He puts them through trials. He puts them through the troubles, praise God, of this world. Hey, you think there's a lot of troubles in our life, and we run into a lot of them. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's a God of heaven that's watching over us, bringing us through them. Praise God, said He'd be there with us during our trials, our tribulation, during our hardships, praise God, just like the three Hebrew children in the fire. He promised He'd be there with you. When they look into the fire where you're at, glory be to God, there'll be a third man. Praise God, another man, a person walking in there with you. Amen. They cast three men bound in fire. King said, he said, did we not cast three men bound? They said, yes, and I see four. He said, they're walking around. They're loose and are walking around. He said, the fourth one is like the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad there's a Savior. Amen. When the trials and the tribulations come, and they will come, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter number 30, the Bible says this. Verse number 1, he said, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Now, where did the word come to Jeremiah? From the Lord. Amen. Saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. Pretty simple. It said, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captive my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land I gave to them, to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now that's the word of God. Amen. The nation of Israel is coming back. They can't even tell you why. They just got an urge, a desire to be back in their homeland. And said, these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail? And all faces are turned into paleness. At last, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Notice that word shall. Praise God, that's past tense. Praise God, that's present tense. That's that he said that they shall be saved out of that tribulation. He said, for it shall come to pass in that day. Notice the word shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off his neck and will burst his bands, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob, watch this, shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. The Lord says, I offer up a promise to that little nation of Israel. They're going to have to go through some times of hardship. But praise God, just like we go through trials and hardships in the world, God says, I shall bring you through it. Praise God, I'll bring you out shouting and praising and giving God's glory. Who's he going to do it for? Praise God, though whosoever will, he's going to touch the whole world, and the whole world that'll turn their face to the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad there's a God of heaven who loved us enough to do that for us. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number 7, verse number 9, he said, after this I beheld. After this what? After the great tribulation. After the hardships of this world. After everything that they've had to endure. He said, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be given unto God forever and ever. Amen. Boy, ain't that what we need to do? Just give God all the praise and all the glory. We're just being a great, big, glorious God who looks down upon us and sees us and loves us, cares for us, and made us a promise and made a way through Jesus Christ, his blessed Son, so that we might have peace in our hearts. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, and neither shall thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I want to say what God says that he shall do, praise God, is a blessing to every one of us, because we're all partakers of the greatness of God. What he shall do for them, he shall do for you if we put our faith and trust in him. If we turn from ourselves and this old world which we live in, it's full of sorrows. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's give us a place and a purpose with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God that we might shout and praise and give him glory, because we've got a place to go. Amen. Amen. Bless his holy name. So we see what the Lord has promised, what he promised he shall do in those days, in those latter days. We see the power of an almighty God. Trials and tribulation come. But he said the sun will be darkened and the moon not give her light. Stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. He said, all these things shall come to pass because God said so. Amen. Because God said, but he said, in those days. After the tribulation, after the hardships. Praise God, I'm glad there's always a light that's shining out of the darkness. Amen, I praise God. Hey, no matter where we go to in this world, and sometimes, hey, listen, a lot of times we bring it upon our own selves, don't we? Because we stray from the Lord. Amen. Get out there and we beat around a while trying to figure it out by ourselves. I got this, Lord, when we don't really. Amen. We don't know. We don't have a clue. We don't know what God would want for us. So we try to get it for ourselves. But I want to say, praise God, without Him, we can do nothing. Jesus told us that, praise God. But Paul said, through Christ, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We don't have the power to overcome this world and our flesh that we live in. But with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can overcome this obstacles that we face, the obstacles of our hearts, our minds, our bodies, praise God, our lips, the things that we say, praise God, we got to learn to control them. How? With through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him be the Lord of our lives. Amen. He starts taking control. He takes charge. Amen. Holy Ghost of God convicts you. If you're saved today, praise God, you can't just do what you want to do no more. Old fellow said one time, I can do this, I can do that, praise God, but he said, my want to's changed. He said, I could do it, but he said, I don't want to. Because Jesus moved into my heart. I want to do better. I want to do right. I want to encourage people. I don't want to do anything to hurt those that Jesus died for. Amen. Praise God. I want to have love. I want to love my neighbor as myself. So I want to love my neighbor. Those people around me. Those people close to me. Those people that I meet. Those people in my community. Praise God. They might be encouraged. We might be encouragers. Praise God. But he said the stars. He said, but then shall they see the Son of Man? You know, when you see the Son of Man, it makes a difference. Amen. When you see the Son of Man, I said it makes a difference. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ for ourselves, it makes a difference. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I who know who Jesus is. Yeah, the devils know who Jesus is and tremble, but they don't know Him as the Lord and Savior. They don't know Him as the God of glory. Amen. Praise God. I know when I see Jesus, praise God. And then shall they see Jesus? They shall. Amen. It's a definitive. They're going to see Him. One day we're going to see Him face to face. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now I see Him. Bible says we see Him through a glass darkly, kind of looking in the mirror. But he said, praise God, one of these days, the mirror of His Word, but one of these days, praise God, we're going to see Him face to face. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll see those holes in His hands and His piercing side, the holes in His feet. We'll behold Him as the Lamb of God, which was slain from the foundation of the world for you and I. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. We're going to see Him. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Now I want you to know what Mark says here. He says, coming with great power and glory. The first time he came as a humble servant. Amen. He came humbly, praise God. He gave Himself. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. But praise God, when He comes again, He's not coming back as a humble servant. He's coming as the Lord of Lords, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's coming with power and great glory. Now, I got to looking at these, Brother Bill, and I got to thinking about this. It says, but here in Mark, it says, the Son of Man coming, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24 and verse number 30, he says it this way, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. You say, well, preacher, there's a contradiction. Mark says he's coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Matthew said he's coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. What does it mean? It just means that they're both telling you the same thing. One said he's coming in power, praise God. He's coming in great power. The other said he's coming in power, but praise God, he's coming with great glory. I want to say what they're trying to tell us. I want to say he's coming with bold. He's coming in great power, and he's coming in great glory. Praise God, he's coming to be seen as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's going to come in to put aside all the wickedness of the world. He's coming to rule and reign in the lives of humanity. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. We see a soon coming King, coming in power, great power, coming in great glory. praise God, to this planet, this little old speck of dust. Isn't it amazing how God picked this place? Out of all the universe, I mean, these magnificent planets out there. I mean, these planets that's got beautiful red rings around them, and all this that would bring attention. And the Lord, out of all these planets, He picked planet Earth to choose for Himself. He picked planet Earth to put you and I on, that we would be a special people unto Him. In the vast universe, Lord, that's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. Out of the vast universe, God chose this place to put you and I. Amen. Not only did He choose this place, praise God, but He chose you and I to be here in this place, even for His glory. Bless His holy name. So we see a great God, a Savior, praise God, with great power and great glory. He's coming again. Praise God. And we see not only that in those days, praise the Lord, after tribulation, He said there's going to be a great gathering like it's never been before. In a few weeks, the third week of July, we'll celebrate homecoming. Amen. We'll gather together, praise God, and folks will come that haven't been here maybe in a while, and we'll gather together and have a special meeting, and we'll praise the Lord and pray and give Him glory. We'll sit down and we'll gather together and we'll feast and have a meal. And boy, what a blessing that'll be. But the Bible says, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, one of these days, He's coming for His elect. He's coming, praise God, with great power. He's coming with great glory. He's coming to gather up a people. Praise God. He's gathering up He's coming together to in glory to gather a people unto Himself. His elect. You say, preacher, who are those? Those that saved, those born again, those that trust the Lord, those that He's called, He's chosen out. Ain't you glad God knocked on your door one night? Amen. Knocked on the door of your heart one evening. Knocked on the door of your heart one morning. Called you out. Let you know you was a sinner needing of a Savior. In fact, you bowed your head. You fell down before Him. You said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God. You invited Him to come in your heart. You asked Him to come glory to your life. Praise God. And He has. Amen. It makes all the difference. Amen. What we need to do today is just give Him control of our lives. Amen. Lord, I want You to be the Lord of my life. I want You to take my life. Amen. Praise God. Become my Lord. So we look at Him. We see Him at those that are saved and born again. Amen. They'll be gathered up. The Bible says they'll be gathered up from the world, from the earth, and the uttermost parts of heaven. He says, and then shall He send His angels and shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the outermost part of the earth and to the uttermost part of heaven. Amen. Lord said, hey, praise God. He said, I'm going to look till I find everybody. Amen. Ain't you glad the Lord ain't going to leave nobody out? Ain't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He loves everyone? Hey, He's a whosoever Savior. Whosoever will that'll come unto Him, He'll save them by His marvelous grace. Praise God. When it comes time to come together us up, He ain't going to leave nobody out. Amen. Praise God. Those that's looking for His appearing, they'll see Him face to face. I'm afraid today in our churches, a lot of our churches, we're not looking for Jesus to come. We're not expecting Him to come back any minute to take us home. Amen. Hey, we ought to be awaiting and expecting and vigilant, praise God, just like we expect Him to come any day. Amen. Any minute. Just kind of like sitting at the bus station, Brother Bill, waiting on a bus to come. Amen. You ought to be expecting, as you said, the bus runs, it's supposed to leave the bus the terminal at 3:30. Amen. You get there at 3:15, praise God, and at 3:30, you're expecting it to be there. That's why you ought to be looking for the Lord, praise God, that great glorious day, great power, great glory, a great gathering. We ought to be sitting at the bus station expecting Him to come at any minute. But I wonder how many times we miss the mark. Amen. We forget about how close we could be to the Lord's coming. Amen. We ought to be about the Father's business. I tell you what, I don't want to hurt nobody that the Lord died for and not have time to make it better. Amen. Praise God. He said, I won't make it a better day. The Bible said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. We need to start looking for a place to love each other, care for each other, encourage each other. Praise God. Because the Lord's coming. He said, He's going these days. He shall send His angels. He shall gather His elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of earth. The earth and from the uttermost part of heaven. He said, one day He's coming. For those that's born again, those that's looking for the Savior. Amen. Praise God. One of these days I'll look up and I keep looking. Brother Junior, every now and then I see a funny looking little cloud in the sky. And I'll get to looking at that thing. Well, maybe the sun's hitting it just right. And I say, could this be it? Could this be the one, praise God, maybe the Lord let us ride out on? Amen? Praise the Lord. That great power, great glory to God that we see, that the Lord's calling us one day, one of these days, He's going to gather us out of here. Amen? Colossians said that in closing this morning. He said this, in Colossians chapter number 3, verse 4. He said, now, the Bible tells us in verse 3, He said that we're hid, that we are hid in Christ. Amen? That we're hid, that we're in Him, we're hid in Him. In chapter 3 and verse 4, He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Amen? Now, I want you to notice something here, though, in Colossians, when Paul was writing this to the Colossians, they were trying to put everything in the world into their religion. Amen? But Paul said it's a religion of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. He's the one that makes a difference. And he asked this question. He says, when Christ, who is your life, shall appear. That word shall, that's present tense, that means He's coming. Amen. It's informing of a fact. Then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Amen. That's what he said. The great power and great glory in a great gathering day when the Lord Jesus Christ calls us unto Himself. But when Christ, who is our life, I want to ask a question this morning in closing. Is Jesus Christ your life? Is Jesus Christ your life? Is He the Lord of your life? Do you know Him in the free pardon of sin? And are you asking Him continually to just help you through His sanctifying power to give you guidance and leadership and to show you His way that He might draw you unto Himself. Amen. Draw you closer, get closer to Him every day.